The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Whenever these debates come on, you get people come on the radio discussing how it's my right to live on benefits. Actually, I want to make sure that if you're one of the 1.27 million people on benefits with children, that actually you're putting food on the table for your children and not spending it on fags and booze.
OK, and I know the kind of picture that you're creating of people on benefits. You know, I'm instantly, as you're talking like this, I'm getting an image of the kind of people I see on the Jeremy Kyle show, who generally have hardly got any teeth left because their cigarette consumption and their drinking consumption has rotted all their teeth. And they're sitting there at our expense having a jolly on ITV. That's great. But there are lots of people who, through no fault of their own, may have been working hard. They've got a family. All of a sudden, they lose their job. They lose their home. They lose everything. Now, it just so happens that that person is a smoker. They're addicted to nicotine. Now, are you honestly going to turn around to that person and say, well, yeah, your whole life has fallen apart, you've lost your job, you've lost your home, and you're a nicotine addict, but I'm afraid we're going to force you to be even more unhappy than you already are by taking away your little pleasure in life, your little crutch, that little thing that you fall back on in times of difficulty?
But, you know, I would argue that at roughly 10% per packet, the cost of the job seeker's allowance, would you actually be spending that money there? Or is it more important to make sure you've got food on the table? I think the other important point I want to say here, so we talk about painting a picture from people on the Jeremy Kyle show, but the problem is that in the last 13 years, because of the way that the something-for-nothing culture developed under Labour, people think that everybody on benefits is like the people on the Jeremy Kyle show, and that's not acceptable, because the vast majority of the 5.88 million people claiming benefits actually are very hard-working, striving people who may well just suddenly lose their job, a business goes bankrupt. It is absolutely right and important that the state there is to make sure that these people are protected as much as they can be so they don't fall into squalor.
But that person,
I don't see where cigarettes and alcohol come into that equation.
But have you ever smoked?
Yes. And more importantly, when I was out of work and I was on the dole, I couldn't afford the cigarettes. And I actually was a very heavy smoker, but I couldn't afford the cigarettes and I couldn't buy them.
But I'm a former smoker as well. And you will remember when you are a nicotine addict, which is ultimately what a smoker is. We call it smoking because it then sounds less like drug addiction. But ultimately, if you're a smoker, you're a drug addict. You're addicted to nicotine. You will remember how unhappy you feel, how agitated you feel if you're not able to smoke. Now, somebody who is living their life on benefits, a couple of cigarettes every day, that might be their only bit of pleasure in life. The rest of their life, they might feel is truly awful, truly unpleasant. But every now and then, they get to sit down with the radio on, cup of tea, little cigarette, and life then just becomes a bit more bearable. You want to take away their one little pleasure in life.
I want to go back to what I said before. When Beveridge brought out the Beveridge report, and he was talking about a welfare state to make sure that people didn't fall into squalor, you know, get rid of squalor, idleness, ignorance, disease, all these things which the whole welfare state was set up to tackle, did he honestly think that in the time gone by, that actually part of that would be to feed non-essential items? And the fact is that if you do find yourself in that unfortunate position, money is very, very tight, and the most important thing surely must be making sure that you and your children, if you've got them, are able to be fed, heat the house, buy clothing. Do cigarettes, alcohol, Sky television come into that? And the problem is that if we want to change people's view of benefits, and as I say, the vast majority of people who claim some benefits are actually in work, they're working hard, they need things to be topped up. You know, the only way we're going to tackle people's perception of benefits is to say, well, actually, you know what? People who get this from the government, they are being used for proper things I think we could all agree with, which is important for people. They're not being squalored on things which perhaps you can't afford.
Getting beds, hearts and bucks talking.
The JVS Show.
Jonathan Vernon-Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.